An information session will be held Thursday at the Park City High School Lecture Hall from 6 to 8 to answer questions about the PC CAPS or Center for Advanced Professional Studies program. Students will share stories about the program, like this one that Director Jennifer Jackenthal shared with KPCW.
So one of our students did not have the GPA nor the SAT score to get into the Honors College of Business at the U. And his teacher and he wrote about his experience at PC CAPS, and the dean of the University of Utah called and said, did this student really do this? And the teacher said, well, yes. And this student, without the GPA, without the SAT scores, is in the Honors College of Business. So that was exciting.
The CAPS program at the high school gives students exposure to different careers by partnering with real-world clients that outsource real projects to students. It prepares them for the world even beyond college.
It helps them make career choices, and it also really helps them understand what the business environment is like, because it's very different than the classroom. You know, the amount of collaboration that you do, leading by influence rather than power, being agile and adaptable as the client changes his or her mind, just learning how to communicate in the business world. These are all challenges that we just don't learn in school.
Jackenthal says the learning curve when students begin the program is steep. The first 7 weeks or so is what she calls a culture shock. Then she says students adapt very well.
We really do run it like a consulting firm where we outsource, you know, people outsource projects to us. They're just, the students are so amazing. They just figure it out around that 6 or 7 week mark, and the learning curve is amazing, and they leave us as if they really have already graduated college and are in real professional careers. It's amazing.
She says they learned a lot from the first semester of the program and surveyed involved businesses. All found value in having students perform their projects.
The number one thing we learned was that students need to learn project management and need to learn how to communicate appropriately in the business world. But in general, our businesses all said they want to continue. 99% of them want to continue.
They also surveyed students and parents in the program who all scored the program in the high 90th percentile.
Almost 90% said that it assisted in aiding their future career decisions because it really gives them an opportunity to look at what's going on out there. Teacher ed's a great example. We have one student who thought he wanted to be a teacher, ended up teaching French immersion in third grade at Trailside and French in seventh grade at Ecker, and is absolutely convinced he's going to be a teacher. We had another student who went through the teacher ed class and said, thank goodness I did this because I was really going to go to college to be a teacher, and I hated it. It was so hard.
The same courses will be offered next year as this year. An informational meeting again held Thursday in the Park City High School Lecture Hall from 6 to 8 p.m.
And we'll have some students and clients there. And that's what we did last Tuesday. And it was really great to hear the clients talk about their experience with the students and have the students speak.
That's Jennifer Jackenthal, director of the PC CAPS program. She says their goal is to double enrollment for next year. The PC CAPS program is one of two programs of its kind in the country. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.